This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, October 28, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Liechtenstein is a tax haven, a country that disrespects the laws of other countries by letting the rich hide their assets under the false guise of financial privacy. That's if you believe the rhetoric of many high-tax jurisdictions like Germany. Prince Michael of Liechtenstein says financial privacy isn't about the rich, it's about freedom. We spoke during the Cato Institute's Tax Competition Conference held October 20th.
Actually, Liechtenstein as a financial center started in the late 1920s. At that stage, actually, there was less banking, which is still the case, but we provided certain instruments for long-term asset protection. Continental Europe was quite destroyed by World War I. Old structures had fallen. And the continental legislations did not have any equivalent to the trust for asset protection and generation planning and estate planning. Now, in Liechtenstein law, they did at that stage two things. They actually would have only then continental country which took over Anglo-Saxon trust law into the Liechtenstein legislation. One side, and then they created the so-called Family Foundation, which was actually a civil law, it's not really the legal term, but in practicing, the civil law version of a trust. The real development as a financial center happened then after World War II, and then family monies were placed in such foundations and actually reinvested mostly in European countries.
Some data was stolen from a Liechtenstein bank and presented to German authorities to reveal who had money there. How has your relationship with other countries around you changed in recent years, especially high-tax jurisdictions?
You know what? Actually, that Germany paid a thief a high sum to obtain data was a highly illegal act, and there are also legal procedures on that. It increased certainly the tension with Germany. Well, the political relationship continues to be good with all European Union countries. But on the tax issues, it was a very hot climate with Germany. It was an issue. It was a breach of law. We have now concluded a tax information exchange agreement with Germany, so the measure is settled. But there is still one truth there. Many European countries, they don't want tax competition, and they don't want to have low-tax countries.
Does Liechtenstein now get regular pressure from these countries to change its policies?
Yes, at least a verbal pressure. You know, it's more that there's pressure in the press, there are declarations by politicians, than in the real bilateral relationships.
In the forum today, you were asked whether or not Senator Levin's inclusion of some measures regarding tax havens would impact your country or not. And it seemed like across the board, the answer was, well, it won't impact us, but it will impact U.S. citizens.
Yes, it probably will because, I don't want to go now into details of this act, but it is such measures, and measures it has not only to do with Liechtenstein and even with low tax jurisdictions, but there is, I would say, a trend that the states think people should keep their monies on shore or in the country. And it becomes more and more that that actually people who report also the tax return, that they have foreign accounts, have problems, get additional audits, the life is getting more difficult for them. I'm not a specialist on the U.S., and I'm sorry, I can't answer that. I am more concerned with what happens in Europe. And as I said there, it's There is a problem because many people are leaving the country or finding other solutions, which certainly don't bring tax income to their own country. And that's a problem. I think what could be a problem for Americans sometimes, because I hear from many Americans who live in Europe, they have now really problems to be able to open bank accounts in Europe. Because the European banks say, well, we have such big risks in, and we have such high reporting and due diligence requirements, we actually don't really want to have American clients anymore, which I think is a very sad thing.
You said in the forum that financial privacy is not an issue of rich people, that it is an issue of freedom. And I think for a lot of Americans, they view financial privacy as something rich people just use to avoid paying taxes, and there's pretty much nothing more to it than that.
Well, there's also this conception, I must say, in Europe. But, you know, you want to protect your assets, and it's independent, and you want to protect this whether you have $10,000 or $20 million. Now, from a certain amount on, it will be... It will get dangerous. If you have $2 in your pocket, you're probably not in danger. But it's a big question, I would say, mostly of a middle class, of middle class people who want to protect their money and therefore don't want to know it. And it's mostly the middle class who is very much interested in financial privacy.
Prince Michael of Liechtenstein spoke at the Cato Institute's Tax Competition Conference held October 20th. You can watch the full event archived at our website, cato.org.